Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Is this a clip on it, or are you just going to hold it?
I'll hold it. Okay. Yeah. All right, so we're here at Summer Game Fest, and I just got to play Blood Dungeon, and we have...
Hey, I'm Mark Essen, creative director at Messoff.
Tell us a little bit about this game. It's very addicting, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, this is our take on a Survivors-like game. It's you can think of it as Vampire Survivors mixed with a Spelunky, so it has that same survival deck-building kind of mechanic, plus Mario-style platforming. You can climb on the walls and the ceiling. There's bosses. I don't know. I'm just kind of like listing random stuff.
Yeah, so I know there was a really big map where I was at, the area.
Yeah.
Is there a way to escape that, or I'm stuck there to survive as long as I can?
Yeah, we call them arenas, I guess, because there is no escape, but they all have a different gimmick. The one you were in was our biggest. Like, it's just a huge space that you, over time, get to become more familiar with. But there's other ones that are, like, a little bit more condensed. They'll wrap in different ways, like looping. Some levels have blocks you'll dig through, so it's sort of a mining component where you're traveling up to the surface and then digging further down. There's a swimming mechanic. Some levels have more water than others.
So is there an ending to this game, or it's...
No, not really. I mean, there's a completion state, I guess, but it's not like a ending. It's like, have you unlocked everything kind of thing.
Yeah. So, yeah. I noticed there was a lot of random items I was getting that was helping me out, everything. Which one, for you as a player, which one's the one that you always pick that helps you to get further in the game?
I
can advise if somebody plays this for, like, the first time.
I mean, something as boring as, like, the extra shot where you get, like, an extra whatever thing you're shooting.
Yeah.
That's always good. Mm-hmm. I like the lasers perk, so if you can, like, add lasers to a different weapon.
See, I didn't get to see that.
That's a good one.
Is that later in the...
It depends on what you have. It has prerequisites. And then, like, yeah, some things are more rare, so which you can change by getting more luck, so you can make the rare things less rare.
Yeah. Who did the music? Music was very intense, and I love that it kept me going, and I noticed it changed a bit, too, while I was further in the game.
Music's all by Thomas Hoey, who did all our environmental, like, soundscapes and sound effects for Wheel World. He's really good at, like, FMOD, and he loved making each wave sort of distinct, and everything changes mostly based on, like, random factors, but it changes based on, like, the progression as well of the actual, you know, enemy waves and whatnot. The direction was like, do something like drum and bass, but let's incorporate medieval instrumentation, like, here and there, keep it goofy.
Different every time you go to a different level.
Each level has its own music, and then each time you play that level, it's a little bit different.
Oh, that's really cool. So this is going to be available on all platforms?
Yeah, it'll be on Steam consoles. We're doing a PS5 and Xbox at launch, and Switch maybe. We're gonna figure that out. Yeah,
well, I could definitely see me playing this on the go, on a handheld device for sure, man. So
it runs great on Steam Deck right now. That's the first option. And actually, right now you can find it on Steam. The demo just went up on Friday, so there's a free demo.
Awesome. So the demo, what is it, similar to one? This one?
Yeah, you'll be able to play as two starting characters. There's at least one character to unlock. There's a bunch of weapons to unlock. Not everything. And there's only one arena to play with, the one you played just now. So
yeah, this is very addictive. I definitely see myself playing this a lot when it comes out. So once again, it's coming out later this year. It's called Blood Dungeon, so make sure to check it out. Anything else you want to say for those listening?
Nah, that's it. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
All right.
Cool.